time.
But in conjunction with the inyanim we're doing before we're doing the Yom Ikrim, we had seen the first two Ikrim. The next one is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kadmus, that nothing came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first, he's the source of everything. There was no time beforehand, and time is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought into this world, and so on. That's how the Rambam describes Kadmus. It's complicated, it's deep, because the Rambam himself says, in Mor Nevuchim, that even if a person wanted to argue against Kadmus, speak about Kadmus, Meir comes in. the Rambam says, if we argue against Kadmus, we can still be Oymed and address the Ikrei Emunah. I don't know if we want to go there, certainly not now, but and on that level, it's kind of very, very vague and sort of not really meaningful or in any way has any shaykhis. I mean, whether Zman came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zman, it's kind of things that are just, we really don't know what we're talking about, because it's very hard. We have no way of picturing somebody else, we have no picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that productive. I did want to look into a nekuda in the same vein, a nekuda that really, really has a lot of shaychis to us, to Rosh Hashanah and so on. It's the same inyan, but a much more brought down in a concrete way. So this nekuda of the Rambam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Zman, is something that I would like to explore. An implication of it, that before Zman, after Zman, and so on. And I want to use, Rafutna has an extraordinary maimer. I'm going to take out two or three points because he goes all over with it and it sort of spreads itself very thin. I want to try to focus on the point. So it's a maimer chosayin Rosh Hashanah, Beis. So again, the point that we're dealing with is on the yesod, on the ikar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kadmus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu precedes man, I want to recast it in a way that's a lot more tangible and meaningful. Beis. Hine, misayda shal agron is bayar atam l'tliyas ha-golos b'zman, l'tliyas ha-gula b'doros. So he brings down a goyin. It's a goyin that people say a lot of times. It goes like this. It says, in the Brisbane Apsarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Geyez ha'acha beretz lelehem abba me'ah shana. 400 years is going to be the Golos. And then he says, Dor revi yoshev heina. The fourth generation will come back. So those psukim are kind of, they're not parallel. If I say, I'm going to be here an hour, and then I say, I'm going to leave when so-and-so comes. So is the hour to kaver when the person comes? You're not saying the same thing. I mean, it might be coincidental will come out, but the pasuk is tagging the important marker. Abba me'ashana is how long the goals last, and the fourth generation comes back. So he quotes a goyin like this: Mipnei shehakilkulim nitlim bizman. The kilkul, the things that happen that are bad, they are totally in Zman. Vatikunim nitlim ba'adam. And the tikun is totally in Adam. Bedvarim alolo shagro moitzim anu shnei chidushim. They're two... Sorry?
Where do you get that from? Where's the Gra just made that up? I mean, where does...
Well, the Goyen seems to be saying kind of what's evident in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Golos last 400 years, and then he says, Geula is at the fourth generation. So it seems that Golos is because of time period, and this is totally in people. That's the way the Goyen delineates. And again, when we put the quote of Goyen, he usually took a bit of liberty, but the point is quite well made. That's what the Pasuk is,
We mark time by entropy.
What?
We mark time by the entropy of elements.
True, but again, but the as opposed to Adam. And the truth is, Adam is a hafkah from entropy, that is correct, let's see it in his lashon. Bedvar v'alolo shagrom moitzim anu shnei chidushim. Hachidush ha'echad hu etzem hamodas ha'odam v'azman k'shnei k'tzovas ha'vechem zagzazim. The first thing is, I mean, man versus time. You know, like, they don't even, like, what does it mean, Adam versus man? How it's not opposites. The opposites need to be on the same axis. Well, what's Adam and Zman? It's an akuda. The Goyen seems to be pointing out that there's a certain hamadas one vis-a-vis the other one. Hachidish ascheni, shafechis vaisnagdo shala echad l'chaveroi. In that opposite, the opposite in the way that man is opposite to Zman, he oisa feches is nashal kilka v'tikun, is parallel to the opposite of kilkel and tikun. So man to time is like tikun is to kilkel, and he's going to explain this. I'm going to sort of skim, just sort of be metamt is what he says. So he brings over here that in Avodah Zarah, you find Tzva Shemayim, that the entire chelik of sun and moon has its own pasuk as what Avodah Zarah is. It says, Petisa necha Shemayim rizat shem shachachovim, and then Tzva Shemayim is Mayrech. I'm going to skip it. It's not really so relevant to the point. Okay, let's go to Ches. I'm going to say over what he's saying over here in terms. I'm going to put it in my words and try to say over his nekuda, because he's Mayrech more in the Psukim and the Yom. He wants to. The time has. When the Pasuk puts down Tzva Shemayim as being having a memshala and a shulta in the Bria, the Tzva Shemayim in the Pasuk is there for the purpose of marking time. The Shemesh and the Levana are there, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, for Mo'adim. There was some light before sun and moon, there was Or on the first day. Shemesh and Levana really brought the concept of time into the Bria, certainly as a marker. Levana for Chadashim, the sun for Yomim, and Shanim, and so on. The Zman is something which envelops everything. And once something is under the power of Zman, A, it's doomed to a certain cycle. The word Shana, which means a year, means cyclical. Once something is caught up in time, it can't get out of it. And like Maya mentioned before, it's always a downhill road. Things tend to get less and less good with time. Things, except for it says the famous pasuk, it says Yayin Yoshin says Kain and Daske Lechem, because the only thing that improves with age is wine. People don't improve with age. And they, you know, everything sort of begins to disintegrate with time. So time is an absolute memshal on the Bria. It encompasses the entire Bria. And once you're locked in that cycle, that's it. And the cycle is a downward spiral. Things become less and less good and effective. It's a one-way street, and that's the hallmark of Zman. So Zman is a shult in the Bria, and it's the shultan of Kilkel. Zman means that things have a clear set mahalach. It's very interesting. When we want to mark time, so we used to use the sun, use a spring that unwinds. Now we use different frequencies of elements because those are very fixed. They're very regular, very fixed, no surprises. And the only surprise is when things decay, and they decay over time, and that's it.
How is that consistent with his chashus of the new moon?
Ches.
Mashiach.
Good. The Teretz is, it is totally inconsistent. Right, it is inconsistent. The system within itself does not allow. Let's read it inside. Ulashem Asbara Sein Yonami says, on a lachser of Vorm Shinisha Kampavis and Shaini, we need to review something I've said many times. Avleinu Lodas, She'afim Nachsele Me'epam Vechad, even if we go over them 101 times, Lo Nematzes Omektochem Zorav Keifam, we're not going to exhaust its depth and its breadth. He's very moved by the point. Knesses Yisrael, Kshurohi Betibu Nishmosa, Ela Magomel Shal Chiddush Ha'olam. Klal Yisrael is its life force is a concept of Chiddush Ha'olam. Hanaviim Misnabim Al Eretz Chadosha V'Shamayim Chadoshim. When Neviim speak about the new era, they speak about Eretz Chadosha V'Shamayim Chadoshim. V'Chachomim Shoinim, it says Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Chadosh Eselamu. V'Shuvim Oimrim Ein L'Chom Mitzvah Shein Tchias HaMeisim Tluyim Bo. Harei L'Chosh Shebris HaMitzvahs Hi Brish Chesolom. So that means mitzvahs are actually the key for chiddush of the world. Tchias HaMeisim is chadshus. V'loyrlak L'Chololius Knes Yisrael Merim Dorsh Chesolom. It's not only a concept that affects Klal Yisrael as a klal, Shemasidim L'Chadosh K'moisom L'Far L'Yitzrom, El Shekol Yochid V'Yochid Mi'Yisrael Chayiv L'Shtamish V'Koyach Yischadshus Hagonos B'Nefesh. Everyone has, in Tchias HaMeisim, there is a psura that everyone has a Koach HaChidosh in himself. And he's Mayrach a little bit here, when a person has this koach, when a person feels connected to that koach, he says, the nefesh tells the person the following: even though what I'm doing now is simply a repeat of things I've done, I'm acting out of habit, rote, and so on. Mikol mokayim mitzar hagashasi, because of my inspiration, harini oises hamayze pam yishayna. So the person has in himself a certain koach that he can do things and feel as if he's doing it for the first time in a certain sense, on an emotional level. He says it must be that. He says, "Kimikivon she'osa Kadosh Baruch Hu charech esay lomoi," being that Kadosh Baruch Hu has put a nekuda of his chachos into the future of the world, hare ha'olam misnoaya tomid al his chachusay. So the world is moving towards his chachos. Ve'odam she'olam katan is ashay loma katan oimu ba'kibolu kosh am gadol. Being a person is a small world, parallel to this world. He must have something of that koach in himself as well. So a person has in himself, as a person in general, he is part of Zman, where as time goes on, he becomes less enthusiastic, on an emotional level, more rote, less agile and everything. And yet there are times in a person when he feels his chachos, and that's coming because there's another pole in the Bria. There's a pole of ischatshus that stands in opposition to the pole of yashan, shana, and so on. Yes, and much more. Well, let's finish his, and then we'll talk a little bit about it.
So this other pole is Adam.
Yes, this other pole is Adam, and we'll see in a second. Let's go slowly. Brum test. Kol says from one side. On the other side, he says you have the memshal sazman, which its ironclad rule is the fact that everything is periodic. Everything goes back over and over again with the same, it's cyclical. Mitziusa shal zman mimachzorim hirikuma. Time is built from cycles. The thing closest to time is the concept of a cycle. And that's why we say the machzor hazman, the cycle of time, years, days, weeks, etc. So he says that is so. In time, you have lacked in the concept of time. You have lacked in this yashnus. You have lacked in the fact that things are going downhill and things are stuck to be what they are. That's the memshala of Zman. It's a memshala in the sense that it includes in itself everything else. Adam, and I'm sort of restructuring, skipping around here, but I just want to... Adam, it says, was also given memshala. It says, Ridu ha'aretz v'kifshuha. Go and conquer the world. Adam has a shulton, as Malchus in the world. The shulton of Adam is to change it. In other words, make canals, dikes, plant stuff, weed out things, take rocks out, keep animals out, raise animals, and so on. The person is the one that is changing the world, and Adam has himself the koach of shinui and chidush. So there are two malchus in the Bria. Zman encompasses everything, and that's a malchus of one type of shulton, and it's kilkel inevitably. And Adam has a shulton on the Bria, and that shulton is tikkun, where a person can remake things, can regenerate things, and so on. The scientists, when they struggle with, you mentioned about entropy, they always talk about life being the opposite direction. Because life, when things are living, they become more and more complex rather than less and less complex. You assimilate simple things, you make proteins out of it, and the proteins make a cell, and the cell makes tissue, and you know, and so on and so forth. Life is going in a different direction. It's actually being mechadish. The koach Adam, in other words, when Adam was, until Rosh Hashanah, Chazal darshan as Yom Adin, they darshan from the pasuk ki eini Hashem Elokecha sham meireishis Hashana ar achris shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks out in Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of a year to the end of the year. So the Gemara dashes from there that Hashana is Yom Adin. But there's an incredible nekuda in that. The word shana means something that repeats itself. Reishis shana ar achris shana is almost an oxymoron. Because you're talking about, it's like saying from the beginning of a circle to the end of the circle. That doesn't have any very clear, it doesn't have a clear meaning. What's the beginning of a circle, the end of a circle?
Except if you're talking about travel in a circle.
Well, then it's arbitrary, wherever you happen to start, wherever you got onto the circle. It's like a circle line wherever you got on, yeah.
Right.
True, but it's not, oh, but let me explain that. It's not mitzad the circle. In other words, they have in different cities, London and Moscow, they have a circle line. In other words, the metro has like the lines that come out from a spoke, and then they have a line that goes that way. There's no such thing as a beginning stop and end stop. You can go on an end stop, beginning stop. So b'meila, you have Adam standing in Eretz Yisrael, it's Reish and Achshana. If you take a look at the Pasuk, And I want to be aiming a little bit on the parasha of this. This is the parasha that's the mocker, so to speak, for Shoshana's Yom Adin. The parasha in Ekev is sort of comparing Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, it says, the Nile comes and waters everything. That is a cycle. And it's a cycle kavua. There's nothing you can do about it. It comes and it goes, and that's the way it is. It comes from the bottom, so to speak. A river sort of overflows from the bottom. I mean, yes, it overflows a few thousand miles away. There was snow or rain, but as far as what you see, it just goes up and comes down. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, it says Mimtara Shamayim Tishta. Over there, it's rain. Rain does not come in cycle. It's totally Maisa Adam. A person do the right thing, people do the wrong things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the concept of a Reishis Shana Achshana, all of a sudden we have, this is a good year, this is a bad year, because we're telling it to something. Avodas Adam is from point to point, and he's proposing, like you said, it's where once you have a person getting on and getting off, you have what to go with. I want to add another nakuda to that point that you mentioned, and I want to be aimed at a certain omek on the difference in the two. Things have two ways of being determined. One is by past. In other words, if I know what materials went into this house, I can tell you how long it's going to last. But if you'll tell me what nails connected it, and what stresses are in it, and so on, I'll tell you how long it'll last. Because things that are coming from things that are locked in that cycle, their determination was made at the shoresh, at the beginning, and from there it comes and all it has is what was put into it, and that's it. So the malchus of shana, the malchus that he says of zman, is a malchus that comes from what was there. Adam is determined by his future. In other words, I am building this house because I would like to have a house and I'd like to have a family. What determines the direction in which something's... If a physicist wants to ask himself what's going to happen with this house, then he needs to find out about the past. When I want to know what people will be doing, I mean, so if you believe that a person is a perfect machine, then knowing the past will tell you the future. But if you're not, you ask yourself, what's this person striving for? This person needs recognition, this person needs to buck authority, this person needs to be creative, whatever it is. Tell me what the person is striving for, and I'll tell you what's going to be happening. Because Adam is mafkia, the zman of the other, and Adam is bringing it to the future. So I want to go back just rethread it a little bit to the musik. In the emuna, in this animaimen of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadmon l'chol nevroim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is first, there's a there's a sort of a sense of very, very vague metaphysical discussions about time and infinity and HaKadosh Baruch outside of time, HaKadosh Baruch inside time. Not very, in my mind, not terribly productive activity to ponder it. But there's another nekuda. Zman, if Zman is there always, means there's no way out of Zman. There are some things in the Bria that there's an outer framework that locks you into it no matter what. It's like when somebody is, you know, he's older, but he's trying desperately to look young. I saw some picture about a big billionaire who does everything possible to look young, like everything is now. So he looks like an old man that's trying to do everything to look young. I mean, he's perfect. It's like you see he's 85 trying desperately to look like 60. You know, it's very, they're not, you know, it's still there. You know, you still see it's a, I mean, I'm going to use the Moshe Chazal say that Shleish HaKadosh Baruch Hu of one of his Zaken Noyev. That's kind of that's the tzur. Doesn't look different. But if you in the musig, in its implications for the future of the world, if zman is fixed, there's no makom for tikkun either. There's no makom for tshuva. There's no makom for anything, because once something has been set into motion, it's there. There's no chiddush. If the world started, and understand this, if the world started with Bereishis, if the world started with a start, so that's the fabric of the world, that there can be a chiddush. That's the very metzius of the world, is there was nothing, and then something came into being. When we say Bereishis Bara Elokim, we say things, the word Bereishis is in our dictionary already. There is a musig of having a Bereishis to something. So that means that it's possible to recast, reinvent. And all those Mishalim Chazal use, Ketinek Shenola Dami. A Baal Tshuva is Esmolis, this is Ayoyim, this. The fact that things don't have to be, want to be, is because we understand that the Musig of Bria and Chiddush supersedes Zman. first there was chiddush, and then there was zman. So zman is an ongoing tool. It's something. It's an ongoing. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's autopilot. But the autopilot was set by the pilot. Like the difference between a shuttle that had never had a pilot, and you jump onto a shuttle and you're trying to figure out, you know, what levers can I press? The answer is maybe none. Maybe it doesn't have room for a drive. A shuttle, I mean, like the trains that go from station to station. That's it. So there's no controls because it never was controlled. But when a pilot sets autopilot, then all of a sudden it's something that we now have. If the pilot set the autopilot, then it's got to be to unset it because first was the pilot and then was the autopilot. It's an extraordinary. I once learned, it's very interesting. There's Mikol Malamda Iskalti. It's like you think of things, and I was once on a flight. I sat next to somebody who, you know, if the 16 hours of flight there, you find out a lot. And this person used to train pilots for El Al. And this was a time when a China Air plane had crashed in the Pacific, near California. And he told me the following. He said an extraordinary, he said, an airplane has three basic settings, in the big picture. Totally manual, totally automatic, or some systems and some systems. He said, the two extremes are both very safe. He said, a little like this, a little like this, that's, he said, is a recipe for failure. And he explained to me. He said, what happened was in that plane, in that Air China plane, he said, they had set an auto a few functions, and then they were doing that. Something happened, the pilot instinctively reacted, did something, but he didn't realize that the autopilot was tracking what he was doing. So the more he was pulling up, it was pulling down. And he said, and it's disastrous. He said he doesn't allow the pilots to do that. You know, he trains them either or. That's his shita as hala. And I was thinking, it's an amazing limud about avodas Hashem. Like sometimes there's bchira, sometimes there's kula b'yad Hashem, and those we usually have an easier time than the things that's half and half. The half and half ones are difficult ones. When you're piloting one side and it's acting against you the other way, then that becomes the difficult. I just my mamuska was very taken by that muscle, but at any rate, the ability, this ani maimon is really the sheirish of the ability of having this creativity of having the ability to supersede zman. So if we ask ourselves, Rosh Hashanah is actually not the first day of Bria. It's called the Rosh Hashanah. The answer is because in the other Chelkei HaBriya, you don't have a Hisgalus of Rosh. Because Zman, as far as fish and grasshoppers and grass and rocks are all locked into Zman. And looking at them, there's really no way to see a parallel of Chiddush HaOlam. And again, with divorcing the concept of Chiddush HaOlam from a very theological discussion to practice, is Chiddush HaOlam still a functioning entity in the Bria? Is there a Bracious within the Bria that we can tap into? So until Adam was created, the answer was no. That everything, once it's been created, it's been set on autopilot, and we have no way of determining, there's nothing within the Bria that would lead us to see differently. It lacked the ability to act not by what was. For us, the argument of secular psychologists, neurologists, that technically, if I could know every neuron in your brain and its connection, I should predict exactly what you're going to do. And the deterministic pattern of behavior makes a lot of sense. I mean, if you shoot a bullet, if you know all the facts of, how much it weighed and where the pressure was, you'll know where it's going to land. So why should I say something about a person as neurons and so on and so forth? The answer is, we firmly believe, no, because there's a koach. So Bechira is built on the ability of not predicting. I once said, it's very funny, the Rambam brings the discussion about Bechir Yedia in Hilchos Tshuva. Why? I mean, of all the places. Yes, without Bechir you can't do Tshuva. Without Bechir you don't put on Talis and Tefillin in the morning, or it doesn't make a difference if you put it on. I mean, one, of all the places, you would expect it in Yesod HaTorah to be a very... person. Why over there? So I once thought the following. I don't know if it's pshat, but I don't think it's an emes. If I see somebody sitting and learning, can I say that that's Bechira? He likes to learn. You know, some people like to play tennis, some people like to learn, some people like to do this. I'm like, I can't say, but it's so difficult. Maybe he does because he likes COVID. That was the overriding factor. You know, there's not a real way that I could say. But let's say somebody yesterday was doing Kol Davasa, and today he's rejected it all and he's doing good. I can't attribute it to anything in his teva. I can't say, well, he's hardwired to goof off. He's hardwired to learn. He's hardwired this. He wasn't hardwired to learn last year. Last year he was running all over the place. So the fact that there could be change... Tshuva is really, of all the mitzvahs, the one that is logically connected to Bechira is Tshuva. Because the same person, assumedly with the same temperament, making a radical change. That's where you see, so Bechira is sort of a key for the koach of Ischachus. The ability, and so the up till Adam, the world is what was. The world follows its creation. There's no Rosh in the Bria. There's no head that says we can start from here. The word head is that this is the starting point. So until Chaf Hei El, until Aleph Tishrei, and the Bria was from Chaf Hei El, there is no Rosh. There really is none. With Bria Sa'adam is where you get the first Nekuda of Rosh in the Bria. The first Nekuda of we can start with this point. It's disjunct with anything that happened before. It doesn't owe anything to anything that happened before. It can start with itself. And so Rosh Hashanah is, it's more than just a tshuva and you did bad. It's really the gilui. It's tshuva as a chetimtza for being megala Adam, for what Adam really is. Adam is the one variable function in the Bria. He's the one not dependent function. Everything else in the Bria is dependent on everything else. And as said, so it is. Adam is that, and in the ability of Adam to reverse the tide, to be mischadish, he's yonik from that chelik. Like that's what Adam gives it. And that gives Rosh Hashanah its gespank of Rosh. Yes? Yeah. Correct. Correct. Yes. And the Maral also says, in a certain sense, Maral says a very fascinating insight. He says about Bris Mila, he speaks in the Tiferes Yisrael about, is it a chisaron in a person, if Kach Baruch Hu wants it to be a Baal Bris, and you aren't, you aren't born that way, so you're missing something. You know, you have extra. It's the same. So person get a kasan. How do we weigh one? Like, how do we explain a person is not missing anything, and yet he is missing? Because I think it's very important. So he says a gevaldik avart. He says, biologically, a person is not missing anything. As a biological entity, he's shalem. As something that supersedes biology is where he becomes a chaser. In other words, bris mila is not something that he needs for his physical completion. It's something that he needs because he's shayach to something other than his physical self. So it's sort of, it's if you look at yourself as being physical, you don't need a bris, there's no chisaron in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chisaron is that Adam, when he's born, is as yet not ruchni. And in other words, in the world of Teva, he has yet to find himself. He has to look beyond the world of Teva. He says it's a double-edged sword. On the side of the Teva Adam, he is Shalom, doesn't need anything. And this is something that's beyond the Teva. That's why he explains it. Okay.
When a person, I'm speaking about myself, that point, unfortunately, I get to a point where it's mitzvah sanashim the mother, and it's the same mitzvah sanashim the day. The same thing. So I mean, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to say, no, this is a different mitzvah? I mean,
well, in a certain sense, I mean, Rav Olber, when he has his akdama to the Shah that speaks about life in general, he puts it down as, this is the challenge of life. The challenge of life is, on the one hand, you want routine. A family that doesn't have a routine, that every day is a new, is a new mahalach, is it not a functioning family? What?
A lot of fun.
But and yet, but the Chiddush is trying to find that nekuda. It's a lifetime work. It's not. It's but a person when he thinks of things, when he's misamik in something, it could be new. It doesn't have to be the same. The person has a new feeling for something, a new thought about something. And every so often we do have a chiddush and a status or something. I mean, you're talking about the avodas chaim of a person. This is not the lifetime of a person. And this is what he's saying. The strongest force is the status quo, inertia. Inertia is the strongest force in nature. And it takes a lot of chiddush, mostly by thinking, learning, feeling, understanding, and that's part of Avodah Zarah. That's not all, you know.
That's what he's saying, I know.
What? Well, he's saying in general, he's saying that a person has the ability to, you know, has the ability to do it. But I'm saying on a practical level, yes, it's a...
So a person is kind of caught between these two poles, and
yes,
at times is being mekalkeled by being just this rote creature, and...
But, you know, I think it's being harsh on yourself. I know, as a Baal Musa, you're supposed to be very harsh on people, but I think, realistically speaking, life takes on a cycle, and it's a tremendous avoda to be able to inject more life and so on. It's still people, you know, it's not as bleak. It's a tremendous force, because that's the stability of life. The people a guy has a breast of a chassid 1 year, a chavatka chassid a 2nd year, a brisket a 3rd year, and a garret a 4th year, is not a normal person, not a healthy person any stretch. You want somebody that has, that can be mashmish and feel more depth, and but that comes. Learning can give it to a person, and so on, but this is a lifetime challenge. It's not
to mention mabekach. Is it to bring newness into the discipline, the
well, the only, yes, the only thing that, being the Torah in terms of the Maisim is fairly structured, the newness is going to have to be in understanding, in perception, in depth of feeling. Those are the areas where a person can have chiddush each time. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's the same, it's very much the same. It's very interesting. Reb Tzadik, and somebody in Israel, Reb Dov Schwartzman, now he's not one, unfortunately, but B'Shaita, he used to say every Friday night a shmuz on the kapitel Mizrach Shalim HaShabbos. Reb Tzadik also has every week of Mizrach Shalim. And it was a different shmuz every week. I don't know how many hundreds of shmuz on Mizrach Shalim, and very different ones. And, you know, the ability, like Chazal said, to be mashmish and feel a new tam each time. I mean, let's give an example. Let's take a down-to-earth example. There are just X amount of raw materials that go into a kitchen, especially a kosher kitchen. I mean, there's chicken, there's beef, there's potatoes, there's rice. I'm pretty much reaching, I think, the difference between a good cook and not a good cook is how much chiddush you can put into the same thing. Tavlinim, I'm serious, Akash Baruch Hu brings away. He didn't make 1,000 different foods. That would be very difficult. He made X amount of basic foods with many, many tavlinim that you can really, really play with and give it a new time each time. And a person knows how to do it. So, I mean, you face it, man, you're eating chicken for the rest of your life 3 times a week. And yet, if the balabasto or the restaurant, as maybe, or whatever it is good, it's not going to be the same chicken. It'll be a different time. It'll be sharp, it'll be sweet, it'll be spicy, it'll be this way, that way, other way. People complain I'm getting the same thing when they don't have the chiddush of tam. In Sichlius, the Torah is called tavlin for a reason. It gives tam to everything that a person does. And if a person grows and thinks and has different ideas, I know somebody, Yid, who every year learned Chumash with Rashi and a different Sefer. Every year he went through a different Sefer. And he said it gave him every week a different time when he went to Hirsch and Rav Chaim HaKadosh and Dikle Yoker. And it was, you know, each one has its completely different flavor and a different geschmack to it. You know, and a person can have that. That's the only way we can do it. So like the ingredients that we're going to daven, we're going to learn, we're going to house and film, you know, we'll keep Shabbos. They're pretty much the same, isn't? But the time that a person puts into it, and that's totally in the seichel and thinking and understanding a different connection.
So let's say
what? I'm sorry.
So that's the beauty of getting old. Oh, wow, that sounds like...
Okay.
So let's say, last question, let's say I live my life and by the end I'm so good at his conscious that everything is new. And so what I achieved other than newness in every moment at the end.
What do you mean, of the point? Then? You've taken things in the world that are dead and made them alive. The biggest thing that a person can do in Tagish Baruch Hu is inspiring life. Having children is because you're able to take and inspire life into the world. Taking things and putting life into it. I asked Reb Zelig Epstein, I was speaking to him, and I asked him if it's true that he used to learn much quicker then. He said, of course. He said, you know, there's a new word today that didn't exist. It's called boring. Rebbe has to be entertaining. Is that kids? So he told me, as an example, he said Reb Shlomo Hyman, on a day that he said Riki Vega, it was like a big day. So I looked at him blank. Reb Shlomo Hyman was the biggest Talmud Rebbe up there. He was he was Roshiva Tervadas. He had the best Talmud. What do you mean? On a day that he said Riki Vega was a big event? Today, like, you know, it's like. So he said to me, if you would have heard how he said Riki Vega, he said it was Sfasai Mishak. The time, the way he gave out Riki Vega, the way he put it, the way he put it in your mouth, he said it was Tyson Timon, like that's what he said. And yes, so in Dibitur, that's where you have the in Sichlis and Das and so on. That's where you have the ability to have it. So is a very, very, I mean, what else could a person think than if using life in everything he does? That's what we have. We're like a rich person. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to stick over.